Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm broadcasting today from VOA Home Studios in Washington. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. I have got a great show for you. First of all, I have two feature interviews today. In the front of the hour, Bill Odidi speaks with Kenyan hip-hop artist Octopizzo, who has just come out with a new album called Jungle Fever. And then later in the show, I present a virtual interview with singer Aubrey Kwana in Johannesburg. Now, Aubrey has recently released his new EP. It's called Imvula Mlomo. And we talk about that and about his mission to make Zulu cool and then take it to the world. So those are the interviews. And then there's also my usual cool mix of Pan-African music. I've got current classics, vintage tunes, and I have a special treat for you at the end of the hour. It is a brand new mashup of old Gidis Chalamanda's hits. That's from Malawi, and they are dating back as early as the mid-1960s. But the mashup is set to a current popular reggae beat that's much loved throughout Malawi. And it's all sung in duet with one of Mali's top stars, gospel singer, songwriter, and composer, Patience Namadingo. So that ushers us out. But now to begin, we're starting out with a nice chill vibe with Shasha in South Africa. Shasha, whose full name is Charmaine Shamiso Mpambiro, was born and raised in Mutare, Zimbabwe, but she found success in her music career in South Africa. This beautiful 26-year-old singer won the 2020 BET Award for Viewer's Choice Best New International Act. And for some years now, she has been recognized as the queen of Amapiano. Amapiano being the fastest rising style of a South African house. Of this song, Woza, which is Shasha's first single since her award-winning EP Blossom, she says it is dedicated to the month of December, both because of its festive season and also because it closes this rough year that we've all had due to, we all know it, the global pandemic COVID-19. Woza, which means come here, is inviting all of you listening to just let your hair down and enjoy yourself.
I'm so
right. Hello, everyone. That was Shasha with her new single, Woza. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Okay, so Woza was all about letting your hair down and enjoying yourselves, specifically in this month of December. So let's keep going. Here's Tekno with Enjoy.
If you want no person, you no go first person, yo. I know they sick, you won't give me medicine. I get money, yo. You won't help me spend my money. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Let me do it like I do it, how I do it. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy.
Allow me to enjoy.
Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself. Allow me to enjoy myself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, mama, mama. Something go do
yeah.
What I go show you.
Don't ask
me no more. Something go do you. Something go do you. What I go show you.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Yeah, okay. So I've got two more tunes for you before we get to our first feature of the day with Kenyan hip-hop artist Octopizo. First, we're going back a few years to Cameroon's top Bikutsi hit, Pala Pala by Mani Bella. This great song describes the feeling you get when you're so in love you lose control totally of your senses. Like your legs go weak, your heart palpitates, you can't speak right. In Mani Bella's Bikutsi world, that's all Pala Pala.
Je suis embrouillée, l'amour m'a traumatisée.
Ma vie s'appelle
l'amour est secret, n'importe quoi. in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right. Hey, guys, this is Heather. I hope you're all feeling good, staying healthy, and enjoying this music. This is Nigeria's Superboy Check with a song called Zoom.
Yeah. When they tryna hold me, I go zoom, zoom, zoom. Don't like your vibe and I go zoom, zoom, zoom. Blowing off the roof and it go boom, boom, boom. Don't you ever treat me like I be home, home. Bad energy, I zoom, zoom, zoom. I be on my way like I be coming soon. Got a chopper on that nigga, boom, boom, boom. So when they tryna hold me, I go zoom, zoom, zoom. It's a long time coming, why they hop on my thing? Do not hesitate, that's why I got this confidence thing. Just be careful, if you fly, they gon' try cut all your wings. When I talk and it's the ending, that's the way I would think. I won't rest till the money made me sag in my jeans. I'm a papa, I'm a mama, living life I feel with. And then all my realest nigga flexing dependently. When I talk and it's the ending, that's the way of a king, yeah. Congratulations, that's the only valid conversation. They gon' love me now in my hometown. So are you heading on me, get your face down. Whoa. When they tryna hold me, I go zoom, zoom, zoom. Don't like your vibe and I go zoom, zoom, zoom. Knowing I'm the roof and they go boom, boom, boom. Don't you ever treat me like I be moon, moon. Bad energy, I zoom, zoom, zoom. I be on my way like I be coming soon. Got a chopper on a nigga, boom, boom, boom. So when they tryna hold me, I go zoom, zoom, zoom. They don't love me like I do. They just wanna take my juice. Now they running out of clues. They just don't know what to do. I'm breaking chains now. Taking on super, but that's the way down. Congratulations, that's the only valid conversation. They gon' love me now in my hometown. So are you heading on me, get your face down. I'm on the road, I gotta go. I'm feeling good, there's nothing way I know they do. They like my lifestyle, they want my lifestyle. They love my lifestyle, they want to live like five star. I'm on the road, I gotta go. I'm feeling good, there's nothing way I know they do. They like my lifestyle. They want my lifestyle. They love my lifestyle. They want to live like five star. When they tryna hold me, I go zoom, zoom, zoom. Don't like your vibe and I go zoom, zoom, zoom. Blowing up the roof and they go boom, boom, boom. Don't you ever treat me like I be moon, moon. Bad energy, I zoom, zoom, zoom. I be on my way like I be coming soon. Got a chopper on a nigga, boom, boom, boom. So when they tryna hold me, I go zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yes, and that was Superboy Check with a track off his July 2020 EP Razor called Zoom. And now it's time to meet Octopizzo. Music journalist Bill Odidi brings this great interview from Nairobi.
Thank you very much, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, and today we're meeting a Kenyan artist who's very bold, very outspoken, very colorful. He's known as Octopizzo. He's just released his fifth album, which is titled Jungle Fever. Let's check out a tune from that album.
So hustle sana shirley mad and ulipata kwa changa nikiamka mishtuka sana kulikwenda jendo tukafika hapa.
So, Octopizzo, this is album number 5. What is your main objective in making this album?
I reached a point where I felt like I didn't have to prove to people that I can rap. I was in a point where I do what I've always wanted to do. Something that I think my parents would be proud of. Something that 50 years from now, if my kids were to listen and say like, oh, this is who we are. I have a kid that has never been here. If today something was to happen to me, he could just follow the music and find herself home. Like he could actually just say, if I want to find out where my dad is, I just listen to this music and I'll find home.
There's several guest artists on the album, notably E Disease, Kenyan singer and percussionist who's on 3 tracks. Tell us a little more about the collaborations with E Disease.
My favorite is Good Morning Africa, because that was the first song we recorded for the album and it gave the album its all feel. He's an artist, him. In those 3 songs that is featured in the album, he sounds different. There's one called Dungu, the City Cabanas, and there's
Good Morning
Africa. I was studying in the States for a year and I realized people don't even know much about Kenya or even what Africa is. We still think we live with animals, so I needed to give them that stereotype of like, we have zebras in the backyard, but we also have tech people, we have drivers, we have fishermen, we have mechanics. When you're abroad, you never see that side of Africa.
You also have Susanna Wee on the album. She's one of Kenya's most successful singers. She's been around for more than 2 decades. What was it like working with her?
Suzanne and Angelique Kizua put them in the same category. Angelique has like 2 Grammys. Mm. Why Suzanne doesn't have a Grammy? Because we don't support her. I always wanted to work with her since I had Kisumu 100.
Oh, you mean Kisumu 100? That was Susanna's first hit song. Must have been around 2001. Where were you then?
I was in primary school. It was like a dream come true to get on that track.
Yeah. And here it is, yeah. Overall, what was your state of mind while you're making the songs on this album?
Doing this album was the happiest compared to my other albums, which I always felt it was work. I have to work. I have to put a new album out. This one was like, I have to have a good time. I need to have a good time. I want to do it in my own speed, on my own merit. I enjoyed it.
Octopizzo from his Jungle Fever album. It's already creating a huge buzz and it looks like it will definitely live up to the hype. I've enjoyed speaking to him and playing some of these tunes. Bill Odidi here in Nairobi handing you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thank you, Bill and Octopizzo. All right, hello everybody. Now we still have one more interview to enjoy in this hour. That's me speaking with Aubrey Kwana in a virtual interview from earlier this week. And I don't want to cheat you out of a good music jam. So I'm going to spin the next 3 tunes here back to back without interruption so you can get your groove on. And then we'll get to my interview with the amazing Aubrey. This is Bamako by Abdul Karim Jabate from Mali.
Bamako
shida zinogoya. Baby ninga mwadeze. Shuhu wana kuba mako tona nana. Veniga baby nimbela udo wana.
Show, nabba dabba, baby, po, nabba dabba. personal was from a summation lady gem. Wabba copy. 40% of home brass, 30% catchy. 10% of dough and all the mommy pants and archie. 70% rapid for a day and know your passion. Think I got 50 film kata when you need a semi dodge.
Na 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 na. Yeah, 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 yeah. You back to them for Ghana. We don't slow.
Ça fait des mois qu'on a refait nos lives. Toi tu voulais que je reste tranquille. Moi avec toi j'ai perdu beaucoup trop de time. C'est ce que je pensais avant ma nouvelle vie. Je me suis mis avec une autre. Les sentiments sont là mais faut que je laisse tomber. Car elle n'est pas comme toi. Elle ne sait rien faire comme toi. Comme toi, ouh, elle ne sait rien faire comme toi, non. Elle ne me touche pas comme toi, elle est bien mais elle n'est pas comme toi, non. On m'a dit ne compare pas la femme que tu as avec la femme que t'avais avant. On m'a dit ne prends aucune décision à chaud et qu'il ne fait pas ça, s'il te plaît prends le temps. Si je me suis barré c'est ta faute, yeah. Tu m'as fait du sale, mais je donnerai tout pour rentrer. Car elle n'est pas comme toi, non. Elle ne sait rien faire comme toi, non. Elle ne veut rien faire comme toi, non. Elle ne sait rien faire comme toi, non. Elle ne me touche pas comme toi. Elle est bien, mais elle n'est pas comme toi. Elle ne sait rien faire comme toi. Ouh, elle ne veut rien faire comme toi. Ouh, elle ne sait rien faire comme toi. Elle ne me touche pas comme toi. Elle est bien mais elle n'est pas comme toi. Non.
Right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard a trio of awesome tunes. Comme Toi by Tyke Sousin, before that by Otiame Kwame and his son Sir, and also Bamako by Abdul Karim Jabate.
Jambo, Africa, hakuna matata. Jambo, Africa, hakuna matata.
Hello, everybody. This is Japan. And you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Now, as promised, it is time for you to meet singer, songwriter, artist, and stylist Aubrey Guana. This interview was recorded virtually earlier this week. It's an audio version, of course. But in case you find that you want to see it, you can watch a great version on my social media and YouTube channel. I'll tell you where to find all that at the end of the hour. But now to the interview. Hi, Aubrey. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fine. Where are you right now?
I'm actually in South Africa, Johannesburg. That's where I'm based. I'm from KZN, Olundi, and also I was raised in Ladysmith. So, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for joining me. You have a new music video out that I think was released November 25th, 2020.
Yes.
It's called You Kiss.
Yeah, U Kiss. In Zulu, we call it U Kiss.
Tell I'm the holy. that mean? What's this about?
Actually, the song embraces love. It's all about love. I actually recorded the song during lockdown. I was chilling with my girlfriend, so I was like, you know what, before I start making music, can I have a young kiss or something? And she was like, okay, cool. And then that developed to a song.
All right, let's listen for a minute, and we'll come back and talk some more. When I saw your music video for the first time on YouTube, Aubrey, I was looking at the comments, and the very first one that you pinned said something like, 0% fancy car, 0% naked women. Why did you pin that specifically?
Well, I'm very cultured, and I respect everyone that I work with, whether it's males or females. I also have a kid. I wouldn't like to show any good girl on my music video because my kid will grow up and see that, so she'll think that's okay. You understand? So I want to live by example from where I'm coming from for my kid also.
Aubrey, I was reading up on you and watching several of the interviews that you've done recently. You've just really shot up as an artist since around 2017. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. And a lot of people asked you about, you know, what got you into it. And you were saying that, well, you were a bad rapper. And then you started singing instead. So I'm curious to know, what made it, you think, so easy for you to sing?
Well, first of all, I'm the realest. I like to be real to myself, I like to be true to myself. I saw that it wasn't happening with rap. I was okay, I could relate a bar, but it didn't make sense to me. It wasn't relevant to the life that I was living, because I was talking about things that I don't know. I wasn't true to my culture. I was talking about things that I see on TV. So that doesn't apply to me. If somebody else was like, so I had to sit down and say, you know what, talk about what you know. I think about my heritage, my upbringing, and the way I live. And I always put culture comes first.
You sing about Zulu culture and community, and you sing in Zulu mostly, right?
Yes.
I imagine that you want your music to become global, right?
Yeah.
How do you render the fact that you want to sing in Zulu and stay true to Zulu, but you also want your music to go global, where you know that most listeners and viewers don't speak Zulu? So how do you make sense of that and figure that that's going to work?
You know what's nice about that? Music is its own language. We all relate to different type of sound. You relate to it without actually understanding what they actually talking about. I'm trying to make my culture look cool to the world, you understand? I want to be a real Zulu guy who ever make it using their own language, but still making sure that everybody understands what I'm talking about.
Hey, everybody. In case you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and you're listening to a virtual interview I had earlier this week with singer-songwriter and stylist Aubrey Gwana. He is in Johannesburg, South Africa, and I am in Washington, D.C. I think I read also with an interview, someone asked you about how does it feel to be such a big star, and you said you don't really feel like that. You feel more like you're a messenger or a
yes.
pastor being sent to represent
yes.
your community.
Well, for me, I never really wanted to be a musician, because when I stopped rapping in 2008, I was like, you know what? This is not the path I want to take. And then I went to school and studied for graphic design and fashion design. So for the fact that it came back to me even when I like had a job, and then it sneaked back and came back to my life and said, you know what? This is what you need to do. You can't run away forever. So I treat it like as a calling, because whenever I write, I always make sure that I talk about what I went through, because growing up, I never had someone to look up to, or someone to motivate me, or someone to say, yo, boy, relax. Whatever you're going through right now, this is not the end of it. You're going to get out of it and be a better person. So I'm trying to be that guy or that young boy for the guys that are coming up, or for young people that are growing up.
So you went to school in fashion design. That makes sense, because your video, even the way you're dressed right now with your earring and your nose ring and your shirt, and the music video, Who Kiss, you have a wonderful sense of style. And the previous one, Molo, which has over 3 million views, and it's also only recently released. It's just a big hit. I thought maybe you had a fashion designer who was telling you what to wear.
I've been getting that a lot, because people have been saying, yo, who's the stylist you want to hire? I was like, yo, if you want to hire a stylist, you want to hire me, because I style myself. My background of arts, because I also know how to paint and draw. I feel like it all came together. It all made sense at the end for me, because I do my own art covers. I dress myself. I style myself. And I write my own music. And I produce my own, I record myself, and I mix my own vocal. You understand? The only thing that I outsource is beats. You understand? So everything that I grew up doing, finally it makes sense, because it all came together and became one thing.
That must feel really great.
Hey man, I feel like God had a plan. When God makes a plan for you, I feel like He, when it's time for that plan to shine, He makes sure that it shines.
Are you guys still under COVID restrictions right now?
Yeah, we are actually on level one. The restrictions are still there. We still have a curfew from 12 midnight. We can't do anything indoors. Everything is clear. And we're still wearing masks. So yeah, the restrictions are still there. And I feel like it's all up to us to make sure that we oblige by it, or we follow the rules, because it's for our own health and for our own safety.
And you say you released and composed Who Kiss while under these restrictions. Are there more things?
During lockdown, we actually dropped an EP titled Inkulamlomo. It has 9 songs, and it talks about everything in life. It's all about us embracing our mothers while we're still alive. It talks about the life experience that I've had growing up. It talks about love. It has everything that one person would need to actually get motivated and say, you know what, I'm going to do what I need to do in life and push hard.
And the album artwork, the cover for that is you?
Because this was lockdown, we could only release it only on digital platforms. So we did that. Also, Molo, my previous single, it's also on that EP. So in good time, go listen, and I'm sure you'll understand, because again, go back to how it sounds on the show. And the translations are there also.
Great. It has been such a pleasure to talk to you, Aubrey. Kwana.
Yes. Thank you so much. You know, I'm actually happy that you pronounce it right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, so now you've met Aubrey Kwana, and earlier you met Octopizzo. Just a couple of amazing artists that stayed busy in 2020. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is the Voice of America. I hope you're all doing well and that you're enjoying the show so far. I have got a vintage tune for you now from the MTIA archives. This is a recording by the Joroya Band Nacional. Now here's a bit of history. The band was first formed in 1961 and then went on to become one of Guinea's most awarded orchestras. to the extent that it was nationalized in 1971. It recorded two albums and a handful of singles between 1969 and 1974, as well as a number of compilation appearances. This track we're about to hear is called Paya Paya Rumba Savan, and it's song three from the 1973 self-titled album Joroya Band Nacional. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that oldie Paya Paya Rumba Savan.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
So as I said at the top of the hour, I was going to usher us out today with a brand new mashup of old Gidis Chalamanda's hits in duet with one of Malawi's top stars today, gospel singer, songwriter, and composer Patience Namadingo. There is so much to tell you about this song. I had an interview with its producer and keyboard player, Moses Shumba, earlier this week, and each song in this mashup has its own amazing story. But for today, I'm just going to let it play right up to the end of the hour. And then in the very near future, I promise I'm going to bring it back with the whole story. So for now, here is the new 2020 Linehu mashup, sung by 91-year-old Gidis Chalamanda, the oldest musician in Malawi. He was born in 1931, and Patience Namadingo.
Linehu, Linehu.
Line, line, oh, uyu line, ro mana mene, mana wanzeru, kukacha mama wa, amatengata je, kusesa bakomo, pama iwa je,
kukacha mama,
early morning,
amatengata je,
kusesa bakomo, pama iwa je,
magoro ali,
magoro ali.
Muya mikira
akudiri nerero mwana mene mwana wanzero
magoro ali
magoro ali
amuya mikira
akudiri nerero mwana mene mwana wanzero
line
po
line po
line po uyu nerero mwana mene mwana wanzero
And with Giddes, Chalamanda, and Patience Namadingo, the old and new voices in perfect harmony from Malawi, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me this hour, and I cannot wait to be with you again next week. A big thanks also to Octopizo and to Bill Odidi in Nairobi for their interview, and also to Aubrey Kwana and his team in Johannesburg, South Africa. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on social media. You can go to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, to my Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and also to Twitter at Music Time Africa. You know, get on there, you can message me, send me or post me your own music if you're an artist, and you'll also get updates, the latest music news, photos, and nearly 200 original video features. Videos of interviews with artists, like the one with Aubrey you just heard, and others like Oliver Muntukudzi, Umu Sangare, Revani. And also videos of other things like ethnomusicological analyses of spectacular songs like Jerusalemma. Also live performances and backstage access in venues around the world since 2012. As for this radio program, we broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On FM stations, we air twice, first at 15,500 hours, and then again at 20,500 hours Universal Time on Saturday and on Sunday. And on shortwave, we're live Fridays only once at 9,500 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22,500 UTC. Finally, you can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.